Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a dark side transition lab in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle, old school DNB, and darker rollers, with one big goal: make the build feel tense, musical, and proper, without chewing up your CPU. And that matters a lot in drum and bass, because transitions are not just decoration. They help shape the phrasing, they control energy, they create contrast, and they make your drop feel like an actual event. In darker DNB, especially, the riser should feel less like a glossy EDM whoosh and more like pressure building in a smoky warehouse. Think gritty, functional, and slightly menacing. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton devices only, so by the end, you'll have a reusable, CPU light 8-bar riser setup that you can drop into future tracks whenever you need a clean build into a drop, a break change, or an 8-bar switch-up. First thing, set up your workspace. Create a group called Transitions. Inside it, make 3 MIDI tracks and name them Noise Rise, Tonal Rise, and Impact Effects Support. Keeping these together is a big workflow win, because you can organize your transitions without messing with your drum bus or bass bus. That means your automation stays focused, and your mix stays under control. For the tempo, a good starting point is around 170 to 174 BPM, if you want that old-school jungle and darker roller energy. If your tune is a little slower or more halftime, no problem. The same method still works, you'll just adjust the automation timing to fit the phrase. Now, for sound design, lock in the grid. This is one of those beginner mistakes that causes problems later. Put a marker where the drop actually lands. Know your phrase. Is it an 8-bar build? A 16-bar build, a switch after 32 bars? Start with the drum grid first, because in DNB, timing is half the vibe. Now let's build the first layer, the Noise Rise. On the Noise Rise track, load Operator if you want the lightest CPU option. You can also use Waveitable, but Operator is usually simpler and leaner for this job. Keep it basic. One oscillator or noise mode if you want it even more direct. No big unison stacks. No huge layering. We're aiming for movement, not a massive synth patch. Set the attack very short, around 0 to 20 milliseconds. Keep sustain low or off, and use a release that feels smooth, maybe somewhere between 200 milliseconds and 1.5 seconds. The idea is that the sound breathes in and out naturally, without sounding percussive. Then add auto filter after it. This is where the real tension comes from. Set it to a low pass 24 filter and start the cutoff fairly closed, maybe around 250 to 800 Hz. Add a little resonance, but not too much. Enough to give it character, not enough to make it whistle or sound synthetic. Now automate the cutoff upward across the build. If you're doing 8 bars, think of it in stages. The first 2 bars should move slowly. The next 2 bars can move a little faster. The final bars should open more obviously. By the last beat before the drop, the filter should be almost fully open. That's the key idea here. In dark DNB, the filter should feel like pressure being released, not a bright rave sweep. If it gets too sharp, back off the resonance. If it feels too flat, add a touch more resonance or a little drive. Now we add the tonal rise. This layer is what makes the build feel musical instead of just noisy. Load Operator or Waveitable again, but keep it simple. One oscillator, one long note. Usually, the root note of the track works really well. A fifth can work too. If you want a little more tension, a minor third or even a tritone color can work in a darker tune. But if you're unsure, start with a root. Draw in one long MIDI note across the whole build, 4 or 8 bars. Then add auto filter again, plus a little saturator. The tonal layer should feel like it's getting more intense as it moves forward. You can automate the pitch up by 2 to 5 semitones over the build if you want that rising feeling, or keep the pitch fixed and let the filter do the work. A practical starting point for saturator is a drive of about 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip on if needed. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to destroy the sound. We're trying to add a little grime, a little attitude, a little old-school edge. This is a great place to think about function. One layer can create motion, another layer can create menace, and another can simply tell the listener the phrase is changing. If every sound has a job, your transition gets cleaner and more effective. Now let's add some depth with echo or simple delay. This is optional, but it can really help the build feel bigger without loading your CPU. Echo is great if you want a more textured, atmospheric tail. Simple delay is even lighter if you're trying to save resources. Try setting the delay time to 1/8 or 1/4 sync. Keep feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%. Keep the dry wet low, maybe 10 to 25%. Also roll off the low end in the delay, because we do not want extra bass buildup in the transition. The important part is automation. Let the delay become more obvious in the last one or two bars, then pull it back hard at the drop. That way, you get that cinematic smear before impact, but the drop still lands cleanly. Indeed, NB, if delay or reverb hangs over the drop too much, it can blur the snare and fight the bass. So use it like seasoning, not soup. Now we add some grit. If you want the transition to feel more warehouse, more tape-worn, more old school, put saturator on the tonal layer or the noise layer. After that, if needed, add redux very lightly. Just a little bit of reduction can give you texture and edge, but don't overdo it. If the sound turns into pure digital harshness, you've gone too far. A nice practical chain is saturator, then EQ8, then redux if needed. Use EQ8 to high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so the transition doesn't compete with your kick or sub. That low end belongs to the drop, not the riser. This is a really important DNB rule. If your build feels weak, the answer usually is not more bass in the riser. It's more contrast. Remove the lows, emphasize movement in the mids and highs, and let the drop own the sub. Now let's make the transition actually arrive. Pick one or two final lift moves. The easiest ones are volume automation and filter automation. You can also use a tiny pitch lift, a reverb send push, or a last beat delay increase. For beginners, keep it simple and use volume plus filter cutoff. Think about the last half bar. That tiny moment right before the drop matters a lot. Even a small filter jump, a snare pickup, or a quick reverb cut can make the whole transition feel bigger. In DNB, that tiny gap before impact is often where the real excitement lies. If you're using reverb, keep it short and dark. A decay of around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds is usually plenty, and try to tame the high end so it doesn't get shiny. Better yet, use a send return so you can control it more cleanly. Now for the jungle flavor. Add a drum fill support layer. This is where the transition starts to feel like proper old school DNB instead of just a synth build. On the impact effects support track, add a short break chop, a snare pickup, a reversed cymbal, or even a tiny tom roll. You don't need much. The goal is not to replace the riser. The goal is to give the build a rhythmic identity. A classic approach is to keep it sparse for most of the build, then add a small break fragment in the last two bars, and a snare leaden or flam in the final bar. That gives the transition movement and makes it feel connected to jungle culture. If you're using chopped breaks, simpler is perfect. If you have a single fill sample, you can use that too. High pass it if needed, and add a bit of saturation for crunch. Now, here's a pro move for CPU management. Once the riser sounds right, freeze it. If you're happy with the automation and the balance, freeze track and flatten it if you want to save CPU, or resample it to audio. That's especially useful in DNB sessions where the drums, bass, atmospheres, and returns can already get pretty heavy. A good habit is to keep the MIDI version while you're designing, then bounce or freeze once the part works. That gives you speed, flexibility, and a lighter session. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the riser too bright. Dark DNB usually sounds better when the tension builds from pressure, not sparkle. Second, don't let the transition carry too much low end. High pass it and keep the sub clean. Third, don't pile on too many effects. Usually one main movement tool like auto filter, plus one texture tool like saturator, is enough. Fourth, don't leave delay or reverb hanging into the drop. Pull it back hard at the downbeat. And fifth, don't forget the drums. A tiny fill often makes the whole thing feel more authentic. Here's a quick arrangement mindset that helps a lot. Make the same core riser repeat every 8 or 16 bars, but change one detail each time. Maybe the cutoff moves faster on the second pass. Maybe the delay is deeper. Maybe the distortion is a little stronger. Small changes keep the track coherent while still moving forward. If you want to go a step further, try a two-speed rise. One layer can build slowly across the full 8 bars, while a second layer only wakes up in the final 2 bars. That late arrival effect can make the drop feel much bigger. Another great trick is a negative space build. Keep the first half more muted, then open things up suddenly in the second half. In darker music, restraint can hit harder than constant motion. Let's wrap this into a quick practice task. Build a single 8-bar transition. Start with a noise rise using operator and auto filter. Add a tonal rise using one long note in the root key, and give it a little saturator. Add echo with low feedback and automate the dry wet up near the end. Then place a tiny snare pickup or break chop in the last bar. Freeze or bounce it and listen back with drums and bass in context. If you've got time, make two versions. One cleaner and more subtle. One dirtier and more aggressive. Then compare them. Ask yourself which one feels more like a jungle intro and which one feels better for a heavier roller drop. So the big takeaway is this. In Ableton Live 12, you don't need a huge synth patch to make a great DNB transition. Use simple stock devices, keep the low end clean, automate your filter and effects tightly, and give the last half bar some real attention. That's how you get a rise that feels dark, controlled, and ready to smash into the drop. Alright, let's get into the session and build that pressure.